O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 1, verses 12 through 20.
Philippians 1, verses 12 through 20. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually advanced the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to everyone else that my imprisonment is because I am in Christ. Most of the brothers have gained confidence in the Lord from my imprisonment and dare even more to speak the word fearlessly. To be sure, some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. These preach out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel. The others proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, thinking that they will cause me trouble in my imprisonment. What does it matter? Only that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, because I know this will lead to my salvation through your prayers and help from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. My eager expectation and hope is that I will not be ashamed about anything, but that now, as always, with all courage, Christ will be highly honored in my body, whether by life or by death. The idea of rejoicing in the midst of hardship and pain might sound ridiculous, if not downright impossible. But throughout the Bible and throughout the history of the church, we see example after example of people doing exactly that. The passage I just read was written by the Apostle Paul when he was in prison. Prison, and yet he is able to rejoice. Why? He has let go of his small view of what life is or should be. He has let go of his ego, and he is clinging to Christ. And because of that, he can rejoice in the Lord at all times. So what do you need to let go of? What might be keeping you from experiencing the joy and contentment of Christ despite your circumstances? In the time that follows, as we listen to the song Rejoice, invite the Spirit to search your heart and root out those things keeping you from rejoicing in Christ.
Up your voice, his gentleness among us will join our hearts with praise. We gather in his goodness, a family of grace. With each breath he's given, praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord. Through every season, I am sure we have it. come. The hope that burns within us, the dark cannot destroy. With praise that's never ending, we say again, rejoice.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.